from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the re-wrap, all the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast starring Larry Williams in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and this morning, Gareth Morgan's latest wacky idea. Speaking of funny internet, funny minor parties, the internet party, whatever happened to them? The guy with the tattoo everybody's been talking about, and how tall is Larry Williams, in case you were wondering. But before any of that, Labour, also with a wacky policy, retirement, they won't be lifting the age.
Just on the superannuation, according to Mr. Little, he's an expert in this super stuff, the super fund is a waste of time, I accept that. I do not accept that keeping the pension at 65 and universal is a reality. I just don't buy into it. A National reluctantly increased the age to 67. That was designed around politics, not reality, I believe. New Zealand's the only country still paying a universal superannuation regardless of asset wealth or income of the recipient. So Labour, like National, I think they're conning folk into believing the pension's going to carry on like it is. I just believe that. I don't think it's going to happen, period.
So, yeah, Larry suggesting perhaps that's just an empty election promise. And I think he's got the same view of Gareth Morgan's UBI for youth, universal basic income supplied by the government, so by us. Why should we pay for those layabouts?
And then we have Gareth Morgan's Opportunities Party wanting to give youth an unconditional basic income. 18 to 23-year-olds would get $200 a week and do what they like. Just lie around, you know, don't have to do anything. Here's $200 a week. This would cost $3.39 billion a year. $3.39 billion. And it would be paid for by cancelling National's tax cuts and savings on student allowances that would go, and so on and so forth. I think there's about 1.2 million taxpayers, that tax cut that he refers to, 1.2 million taxpayers that would refer to, and it's not really a tax cut, it's increasing the thresholds. And if you don't increase the thresholds, it's a tax increase by stealth. That's what that is. So yeah, just move away from this tax. It's not a tax cut at all. It's raising the threshold. I see Stuff had a poll yesterday that showed 70% liked the idea. They loved the idea. Well, free stuff is always popular, isn't it? Eh? With some. No real reaction. This is the interesting thing. No real reaction from the main political parties. Probably don't want to give Mr. Morgan some oxygen, I'm guessing.
It's funny. It always amuses me. Every election this happens that, you know, various parties get accused of bribing the electorate with some of their policies. I think that's actually is how you win elections, by promising to give people what they want the most. I think that's... Is that not how... Maybe I'm missing something. The internet wants... Party wants to give the internet to everyone. I think... Was that their policy? I forget now. It seems so long ago.
The press release that was released yesterday was from the Internet Party. Remember them? Yeah. They have launched a candidate search for the 2017 party list. I would have thought this is a bit late in the piece. They're calling for everyday Kiwis to nominate themselves for positions on the 2017 election campaign. Internet party leader Susie Dawson said, I quote, "In the past, being a politician required a politics major and years of grooming for the position. That resulted in an insulated political environment of narrow-mindedness rife with corruption. In 2017, we deserve a modern government capable of confronting all of the major issues that political elites love to sweep under the rug." Well, this is interesting. I thought the Internet Party had died, actually, a natural death, which would have been a good thing. This is, of course, the...
Are you avoiding saying his name in case he mysteriously appears?
No, I'm going to say... This is the old dot-com party, of course. He's not around. He's waiting to board a plane back to the United States right now, may I say. And the sooner the better. This is the party that had Laila Hari and Honi Harawira involved in it. Pam Corkery was there. I mean, it ended up being a joke, actually.
It was entertaining.
Entertaining, but a joke. It was. Anyway, the president, this is Susie, what's her name? I forget. Susie somebody. Dawson. Susie Dawson. Anyway, the president, that suits the party's status, I think, she's in Russia apparently seeking asylum, says she won't be able to return to New Zealand, so she's running the show from Moscow. Look, the internet party was and is a nut bar show. It was a farce in the last election, and I don't think much has changed.
Yes, the shadow of Kim.com looming heavily over this whole thing. Why are you laughing at my turn of phrase? Stop it. Stop about... There's no need to... There's nothing funny about Kim.com's shadow looming heavily over things. Let's make fun of this guy's appearance instead.
I see that this Mark Kropp, you know, the guy with the tattoo all over his face. It was a dopey thing to do. The former inmate would have Devastate or something. Anyway, they've started to remove the tattoo. Yesterday, I think the interesting thing about that, he's had something like 45 job offers since he went. 45, that's a hell of a lot of job offers. Frankly, I wouldn't employ him with that thing on his face, but that's okay. He's getting it removed. I wouldn't report. Why would you? And he's doing the right thing in getting it removed. Dopey thing to do. And I guess he's got another shot, and that's a good thing. If he's got 45 job offers, he can get his life back together, and that's a good thing. But I note in all of this story, it was all about the tattoo and blah, blah, blah. There wasn't any attention given to the fact that he was in prison and he was boozed. He was drunk. He and his brother, I think, they were brewing home brew inside a prison cell. Been doing it for weeks.
Was it any good?
I don't. He got tattooed under it. He didn't need an anaesthetic, put it that way.
I love a craft beer.
Do you? I don't know whether this was craft beer. It was probably 90% alcohol, whatever. But you see, the thing here, Glenn, it seemed like you can do what you like in the Nick these days. You know, it's like prison. It's like those prison dramas on TV. They just get away with whatever they like. You know, homebrew in a prison cell.
Well, do you remember that show, Prison Break? I mean, the guy had the whole plan tattooed on his body.
Yeah.
You know, to get out of the prison. Was that what he was trying to do? And it wouldn't all fit on his body, so he had to put some of it on his face.
I don't know, but you think about it, eh? Yeah. It wasn't a good plan. His face didn't look like a plan to me.
I reckon there's a few like jobs I've missed out on because of my face.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'd go along with that one. But, you know, brewing booze in a prison cell, that's remarkable. Don't they check the thing?
Yeah, it just made me laugh a little bit that Larry referred to it as homebrew. I don't think it's... I think they do sometimes refer to it as homebrew, but it is, of course, it's just sort of alcohol. It doesn't really bear any resemblance to beer, I don't think. I don't think they're, you know, getting barley and hops and doing that whole process. I don't think, you know, anything that's filtered through a sock, I don't think ends up being beer. I don't think they're carbonating it at the end, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's more of a Hawkeye Trapper Nash scenario. I think that's what we're looking at there, isn't it? I don't know, I've never been to prison, but... I think that. Anyway, let's move on to finding out how tall Larry is.
Now, look, I'm a golf nut, and I'm looking forward to the British Open. This is the Open at Birkdale, and seeing how Ryan Fox goes. Michael Hendry, the other Kiwi, he's in there too, but he's got some back issues. Fox is interesting. This starts tomorrow night. Fox is interesting. He's not a big guy. He's like his old man, Grant, about the same height. About my height, as a matter of fact. 5'8". 170, 273 centimetres, whatever. I had it a mile too, may I add.
Are you 5'8"?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Although, I don't know whether you saw the photograph of me when I interviewed Beauden Barrett and Geordie Barrett the other week down at the hotel, and I had a photograph beside them, and, you know, I looked like I was getting stuff on social media. You're a pygmy, you know, you're a dwarf or something, you know. They were like a foot and a half taller.
Yeah, I don't really think of either of those two as being giants among men.
No, I tell you, they're tall.
Okay.
You're my height.
I'm your height.
You're about my... In fact, you're probably a little shorter than me. Seriously, you are. You are. Have a look at yourself.
I'm 5'8 and a half.
Are you? Whatever.
Yeah. You always know that you're short when you say and a half, yeah, when you give your height.
Exactly.
Don't you?
But you even put Beauden Barrett beside you. You know, he'd be foot over. Yeah, he's 6'2, 6'3 in the old terms, whatever that is in cinema. Anyway.
He's
a first five. How would you like him running at you? Anyway, where was I? So, yes, I was talking about Ryan Fox, and he hits it as long as anyone on two. He's massive. So if he's going to lose shot, he can get a bit, wild with the drives, but he hits a long, long way. So it's in and around the greens where he loses any shots. His first Open was at St Andrews a couple of years ago, and he had the longest drive at the tournament. I think it's the par 5, 14th from memory, ahead of Dustin Johnson. So he can hit it a long, long way. I think he finished 49th. But Fox has been in tremendous form lately, a chance to win both the Irish and Scottish Opens. He picked up a lot of dollars. I think it was 400,000 NZ dollars in the Irish Open. So he's in the top 100 now. Fox, he's an outsider in the Open, obviously. But this kid can play. You watch him. He can play. Make no mistake about that.
Yeah, so I've got no interest in what he was saying about the golf. But it's the height thing that confuses me, because there's no doubt that I'm a lot taller than Larry. And I would definitely say a lot more than half an inch taller than Larry. Something seems to happen to hosts, because Mike Hosking seems to be under the impression that he's 5'10", and that is absolutely untrue. We need to get a height chart in the studio and start settling this once and for all. I will get to work on that. Maybe I'll give it to them as a present. I'll wrap it just like this. I'll be back tomorrow with more of The Rewrap. I'm Glenn ZB. I'll see you then.